the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
But now we do have opportunity, even though Todd Akin has said that he's not going to drop out, and bless his heart, I don't want to pile on Todd Akin, because in some respects I understand what he's trying to say here in standing on principle that he doesn't want to be perceived as a quitter, but you got to know when to hold him and know when to fold him. Believe me, I've walked it before. I know when you have to hold that mantle and then hand it to someone else in order to progress the positive agenda. That's what I had to do in Alaska. In order to take back the Senate and promote the ideas and policies of respecting and protecting the sanctity of human life and respecting the idea and policies that would perpetuate a strong economy based on empowering hardworking individuals instead of growing dysfunctional, indebted government, we've got to take back the Senate, and Missouri is a must-win state. The way we do that is to have someone like Sarah Stillman be able to run, even if it's as a third-party candidate, to be able to run and help us take this back.
There's Sarah Palin, who says that while she doesn't want to pile on Todd Akin, it may be time to support a third-party candidate in Missouri to try to unseat Democrat Senator Claire McCaskill. That's where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Here are a couple of hosts named Susan Rose and John Zach talking to a political analyst named Bruce Breisky about Todd Akin's decision to stay in the race for now, despite the calls from his own party to get out.
What do you make of Todd Akin's decision to stay in the Missouri Senate race, and what kind of fallout do you expect?
Well, all in all, for a sitting congressman to make a statement like that was very ill-conceived. It was actually quite dumb. I think that the decision to stay in, with all the pressure that he had from, you know, the Romney campaign all the way down, was kind of surprising to me. I think it's going to hurt, it could hurt, potentially, the Republicans' attempt to regain the Senate, and you know the Democrats are going to use this on the national level.
Don't you think that Akin, at this point, almost sounds like he has a good chance to help the Republicans in Missouri? He sounds like he could beat the Democrat.
You know, John, it's interesting that he does think that, and in fact, if you listen to his apology, he was somewhat wondering why, you know, what's all the uproar about, that people overreacted to this. So apparently he still doesn't get it. However, he could also get money. You know, money's been pulled from his campaign by Karl Rove Super PAC, and the Republican National Committee took $5 million away for advertising, so that's got to hurt. And keep in mind, John, he still could end up deciding to leave. I don't think this is a done deal by any means, especially if they ramp up the pressure here. But what this does, it's the worst possible timing for Romney and Ryan, because they're trying to narrow that gender gap between Republicans and women, and this is going to do nothing but harm that.
You know, Bruce, so far around here, no political candidates seem to be touching this. Is that any surprise? And should we expect that they'll have something to say?
But I suspect that when we get to the Democratic convention, it's going to come up. Keep in mind, Susan, that this is actually a platform on the Republican ticket. They are in support of no abortions, even in the cases of incest and rape. So eventually, whether this comes up during a debate or at the convention somewhere for the Democrats, it's going to be an issue that Romney's going to have to deal with.
Mike Huckabee seems sympathetic to Todd Akin. Is that a big deal?
No, he. I think what happened here is that the congressman tried to find and seek out some relatively friendly venues for him to talk to. I heard him on Hannity, and he's gone to some friendly venues, but he sort of snubbed Piers Morgan, and that caused somewhat of an uproar by not even showing up. So it's an issue that may have some legs here, John. It's going to be interesting to see just exactly what the Democrats do with this.
If I can, Bruce, let me get your reaction to a Facebook comment that came in on this morning. A listener writes that Akin says something stupid, he gets lambasted in the media. Joe Biden, the vice president, says something stupid and he gets a free pass. Is there any truth to that?
There's a double standard. It's probably not fair, but it seems like there's a double standard. And I hate to say it this way, but we kind of expect this from the vice president. Time and time again, he's put his foot in his mouth, and it seems like he's sort of the Teflon VP, if you will.
We'll pause for a moment. We come back, more reaction to Mr. Akin's legitimate rape comment and his decision to stay in the Senate race in Missouri. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. We used our global buying power to negotiate unheard-of deals direct from the mills, and that means our already low flooring prices just got lower. For the first time, all of our laminates are marked down to an incredible 20% off. Our best-selling bamboo flooring is 10% off. Ballywood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry is 10% off. That's 10 to 20% off our already low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss it. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Bed bugs are a year-round problem, but if you're gearing up for travel or vacation, you may be at an increased risk of bringing these most unwanted souvenirs home. A 2011 national survey of pest professionals conducted by the National Pest Management Association found that a whopping 99% of respondents encountered bed bug infestations in that year, and 80% encountered bed bugs specifically in hotels and motels. Since bed bugs remain the hardest pest to treat, infestations can easily grow out of control. According to the National Pest Management Association, increased public awareness, education, and vigilance are key in detecting and preventing bed bug infestations, as these pests tend to travel undetected from place to place, breed quickly, and remain one of the most challenging to treat. Bed bugs are equal opportunity pests and are not a result of poor sanitation. So whether you're staying at a motel or five-star hotel, check your surroundings. To find more information about bed bugs or locate a pest professional near you, visit www.pestworld.org.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Continuing with a review of the hot hits in talk radio, Missouri Congressman Senate candidate Todd Akin and his comments, the phrase legitimate rape used. Here's host Bud Hedlinger talking about Akin's decision to stay in the race and the implications it has for Mitt Romney.
The Senate candidate out of Missouri, who emerged successfully from a crowded field in the recent primary and was set to take on Democrat Claire McCaskill for a critical Senate seat. McCaskill is imminently beatable. And Todd Akin, the evangelical conservative Tea Party candidate that the Democrats think is McCaskill's best bet to retain her seat. So they threw a lot of money at ads to try to get Akin, actually, the nomination, and it worked. It was kind of like a Grace and Todd Long thing. And so Akin wins the thing. And then he gets into this horrendous piece of sound you'll hear on a television interview on Sunday, you know, talking about legitimate rape and, you know, a woman's body having mechanisms that allow her to shut down getting pregnant in a scenario like that, so no need for an abortion. In the case of rape, no abortions, no exceptions. That's where Todd Akin stands, okay? He's got company in the Republican Party in that regard, but it is not a stance that will enable him, in my view, to get elected in Missouri. This is a train wreck. Missouri may be the key to control of the United States Senate, without which, if Romney and Ryan win, none of their agenda can be implemented. That's what's at stake. It's all about control of the Senate. From the Tea Party Express all the way to Mitt Romney, Republicans across the spectrum are demanding Akin get out of the race. I would have bet money he would have been out by now. He has not left the race, and listen, he has no intention of leaving the race.
We are not getting out of this race. I'm in this race for the long haul, and we're going to win it.
I doubt it. I doubt you're going to win it. And so does everybody else in the Republican Party. All the big funding for ads has been pulled, and he still won't go. Now, this is what got him in trouble.
People always want to try and make that as one of those things. Well, how do you slice this particularly tough sort of ethical question? It seems to me, first of all, from what I understand from doctors, that's really rare. If it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down.
All right, so then obviously was a furor over that nonsense, and so Aiken manufactured an apology. Like most of these apologies, it is a lie. He said what he meant, and now he's just trying to walk it back and save his skin.
Talk host Dana Loesch talking about some of the mistakes Todd Aiken is making by not just staying in the race, but also attacking Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan.
I still believe that, you know, elections have consequences and election processes. This is what you have with election processes, that you have the will of the people who vote, that you have the will of the people voted. They selected a candidate. And I think that does count for something. I think that's it. That's what it is. I mean, that's, you know, that's how elections are. But at the same time, you don't take the confidence in the vote of those individuals and run a Missouri 2nd Congressional District primary campaign in a Senate general election. And you don't attack the ticket. And you don't attack, you don't go after the people that we need to win in order to take control of the White House. And that's when I kind of was really disillusioned. And I heard Aiken's last interview yesterday. And he went after the ticket. He went after Romney and Ryan. Later on, he said that it was the liberal media that was wanting to force him out. I don't consider, my friend Glenn Beck or Mark Levin or Rush or a number of individuals to be liberal media. And I don't consider them to be establishment either. And I don't consider a lot of the grassroots that are becoming increasingly concerned to be liberal media either. And we come to a time where we have to look and see what's happening here. And we need to really examine our hearts and decide whether or not if it's winnable anymore and if there is another solution to be made in order to save the Senate. I think that there are things to be done where we can save the Senate race and also not throw Todd Aiken under the bus, because I think he's a good man, and I think he does have he has a good conservative record. But you have to want, if you say you want to win, you have to run a campaign like you want to win. And we've had too many grassroots people sacrifice too much to get to this point. As of 5 p.m. Central yesterday, how it is right now is that he would have to get court order in order to get Aiken, in order to get himself off the ballot at this point. It gets kind of messy from here on out. But one of the things that we've had a lot of people, I know Governor Palin was on Greta Van Susteren last night talking about third party run, which isn't possible. It's not possible because the filing deadline was July 30th. It's not possible to happen for that. And I also want to get into how important this Senate seat is. Because you're talking about, this was one of the Senate seats, by the way, that was considered the safe seat. This was considered the seat where they weren't going to have to really work that hard on.
All right, we stay with politics, but we shift to the presidential race next here on the Countdown Show.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com. and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The focus is on news talk radio and television. That includes the presidential race. Here's host David Kuharsky with PBS NewsHour's Gwen Ifill talking about the upcoming political conventions and how important they really are.
We've got the conventions here starting up for the GOP and for the Democrats. You know, as the, you know, you think about voters looking forward to November 6th, thinking about what we're going to see in these conventions, what do we need to be looking for out of these conventions?
Well, you know, you're right when you say that they're scripted to the nth degree, and they always kind of have been. Both parties go into these conventions certainly to nominate a candidate. Now we know there's no mystery about who they're going to nominate, but it also is important that they send their message, they think, unrestricted to Americans. I mean, voters are always the most interesting people I talk to. I love talking to politicians. That's nice. It's good to be in the White House. That's nice. But talking to voters who are trying to make a decision about what their leaders will do to help them live better lives is always far more interesting to me. And part of what's interesting is that these conventions get a lot of coverage, a lot of attention. The parties get to say what it is they come to say. And the people in the room are the most engaged voters, and the delegates, the most engaged voters in the country. But also, people at home are really beginning to focus now. They're back from the beach. The kids are back in school. They're sitting there and thinking to themselves, now what are my choices? And in a year like this, the choices continue as we have, with the hope that things will continue to get better or get better, depending on where your situation is, or do we make a change? And so Mitt Romney, the challenger, has to make the case about why it's time to make a change. The president has to make the case ultimately in his convention in a week or so about why it's best to stay to this path. It's kind of interesting watching the messages all begin to play out, and in a year like this, watching the distractions, too.
Here's what some talk radio callers had to say about how they think Paul Ryan is changing the campaign.
The pick of Paul Ryan, it's just recycling the same people into government. Paul Ryan is a 7-term congressman. He's been in the Congress since 99. He's voted for every bill that is the cause of the problems that we have today. He voted to repeal Glass-Steagall. He voted for the Bush tax cuts. He voted for Medicaid Part D. He voted for all of this stuff. Now all of a sudden he want to fix the problem that was created. Why would you want to put the same people in there that caused the problem? I just don't understand that.
I just wanted to say that I'm very excited about the pick. I think Governor Romney made an excellent choice for his vice presidential running mate. I believe Representative Ryan will excite voters in the Republican Party and independents. They both have proven records of success. And I believe Obama is causing nothing but division among Americans. And I believe Romney and Ryan will unite the people of this country. I believe the people realize that it's time we stop the spending. And Romney talked about that his whole campaign. And by picking Ryan, who has introduced his budget, I believe that the people see that they're really serious about stopping the spending and getting this country back on track.
I think it's a very bad pick. I can't see us hiring Romney to be the president of the United States when he got a pick on there that's definitely gone to do away with Medicare and Medicaid. Not only that, he's going to give the tax break to the rich. I realize that we are in, we are debted. We're in a big debt, but you cannot cut the deficit without revenue. And you also can't give all the cuts to the middle class and the lower class and ask the upper class to pay nothing. And then you want to take the rest of the money after you just slashed everything and put billions and billions of dollars in the military. So you can't have it both ways. One thing about President Obama, he is fighting for the little man in the middle class. And he realized that you got to have revenue to take the deficit down. And we have to, as Americans, realize that we got to have an even playing field to either slash the budget and, you know, bring the middle class up. And I just really don't like this pick.
Up next, some new information from Afghanistan and the discussion about it on The Countdown Show.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like it. Right now at Sears Auto Center, save on a brake service which includes replacement of pads or shoes plus reconditioning of rotors. And help your vehicle recover from the harsh heat of summer with $10 off an AC recharger coolant exchange. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For these coupons and more, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Valid for most vehicles. Offers end 8/25. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Join the biggest names in music, film, and television, and the millions who are standing up to cancer. This is the moment. This is the movement. Stand up with us. Tune in September 7th at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. Check your local listings for cable providers. Stand up to cancer.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're fashion retailers.
Wine wholesalers.
A surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners.
To fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at IBM.com/engines.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Guys, you're just 60 seconds away from learning how to have the best night of your life, because we're announcing a limited-time risk-free trial for TestoCharge, the natural male enhancement formula clinically shown to work. TestoCharge improves your romantic life two ways. First, it rapidly increases your drive and desire, so when she's ready, you're ready. Second, it boosts your performance, helping to make it the best experience for both of you. TestoCharge is absolutely guaranteed to provide full-strength support for a healthy, unforgettable romantic life. If you want big confidence, get your risk-free trial of TestoCharge while supplies last. Hurry! Due to high demand, this offer will only be available for a limited time. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115. To experience, you must call now. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through this hour, I'm Doug Steffen, and our attention is on Afghanistan right now. Here's host Richard Day with Middle East correspondent Jerry Van Dyke from CBS about the recent surge in violence against U.S. troops in Afghanistan.
The question everyone has is, what is with the surge in what we're seeing in attacks in Afghanistan?
Of the entire American involvement in Afghanistan. The fact that militants were able to, it appears, target the very plane that the most powerful man in the United States Army was using shows that they're in the eyes of those of us on the outside, that there were people on the inside that knew in advance that he was there and were able to telegraph this to people up in the mountains. This is not new. In 2008, then Vice President Dick Cheney also was at Bagram. A suicide bomber blew up the front door there, the front gate, trying to get in. So this sort of thing has always been there. At the same time, we've had these terrible incidents of numerous Americans being killed by Afghans. The most egregious, the worst, in my view, took place in Helmand Province, where an Afghan invited a group of Marines to his home, fed them dinner during Ramadan. The dinner is called iftar, when people gather after the day's fast to share the feast, and then three of the Marines were shot and one was wounded. This never, ever happens in Afghanistan. A Pashtun, the Taliban are Pashtuns, the people who invited him are Pashtuns, always treat a guest with respect. What it shows, I believe, is that after so many years of war, the tribal culture, 34 years of war now that the Afghans have gone through, and we've had Americans now there for 11 years, have we worn out our welcome? Because what we have here is that they're going against their very tribal culture. They are becoming suicide bombers on their own because they know they're going to be killed. Why is this happening? Why? I think we look at the disintegration of the culture as well as the fact, and we cannot underestimate this, that the Pakistan, backed by the Taliban, who have used these people to drive a wedge into their own culture, to destroy the very Pashtun culture that has always existed in order to create a very radical element, is making increasing inroads into the culture. It's a tragedy, and the United States is in a bind.
Talk host Robert Rees talking about how both President Obama and Mitt Romney have avoided talking about Afghanistan at all as they are out campaigning.
This is actually the second article, I'd say in probably 2 weeks,
maybe it's been 3 weeks, but somewhere around there, there's the second article that the Huffington Post has had as their lead story in just a matter of weeks, pertaining to the same topic, which is that Obama and Romney don't they seem to be avoiding the issue of Afghanistan. Now, the Huffington Post is a pretty much an anti-war. They've got a pretty strong anti-war stance, and so they're beginning frustrated that it seems like Afghanistan is being ignored in the on the campaign trail, and it is. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It really is when you look at it, especially compared to 2008, which is what the Huffington Post article points out. In 2008. Presidential campaign. President Obama was out there campaigning that he vowed to end the war in Iraq. You have to point out that here in 2012, he's not vowing to end anything in Afghanistan or even talking about it. And Mitt Romney's not either. Now, the Huffington Post speculates the reason is because they know that the war in Afghanistan is not drawing to a close, even though we're estimated to have our troops beginning to pull out. It's supposed to be completely pulled out in less than a year from now. They say instead, it looks like substantial numbers of U.S. troops will likely be committed there for years. They point out that on Monday, Obama said to reporters, quote, in the long term, we will see fewer U.S. casualties and coalition casualties by sticking to our transition plan and making sure that we've got most effective Afghan security force possible. And then he continues, but we've got to do it in a way that doesn't leave our guys vulnerable, end quote. Romney said earlier this week, pertaining to Afghanistan, that he would promise to do everything in his power to bring our men and women home and to do so in a way consistent with our mission, which is to keep Afghanistan from being overrun by a new entity, which would allow Afghanistan to be a launching point for terror again, like it was on 9/11, end quote. So, in fine print, both Obama and Romney are basically just vowing that they never want Afghanistan to be a safe haven for terrorists again. And so far, it looks like to do so, that means we're going to have to keep our troops there. Because even after 11 years of war, even though the Taliban is no longer in power, the insurgents are not defeated. And they're still bold in their attacks. And military officers say that even though right now the Taliban can't seize large chunks of territory because of the large number of our troops there, they continue to mount bold attacks against us. And the big fear is that if we pull our troops out, they will begin to start seizing large chunks of territory once again.
Up next, let's get to that revived debate over immigration reform. That's next here as we review what's going on in the world of talk radio on our Daily Countdown show.
Sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. We used our global buying power to negotiate unheard-of deals direct from the mills, and that means our already low flooring prices just got lower. For the first time, all of our laminates are marked down to an incredible 20% off. Our best-selling bamboo flooring is 10% off. Ballowood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry is 10% off. That's 10 to 20% off our already low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss it. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Bed bugs are a year-round problem, but if you're gearing up for travel or vacation, you may be at an increased risk of bringing these most unwanted souvenirs home. A 2011 national survey of pest professionals conducted by the National Pest Management Association found that a whopping 99% of respondents encountered bedbug infestations in that year, and 80% encountered bedbugs specifically in hotels and motels. Since bedbugs remain the hardest pest to treat, infestations can easily grow out of control. According to the National Pest Management Association, increased public awareness, education, and vigilance are key in detecting and preventing bedbug infestations, as these pests tend to travel undetected from place to place, breed quickly, and remain one of the most challenging to treat. Bedbugs are equal opportunity pests and are not a result of poor sanitation. So whether you're staying at a motel or a five-star hotel, check your surroundings. To find more information about bedbugs or locate a pest professional near you, visit www.pestworld.org.
When your child was a baby, you were careful to provide the right nutrition for a growing mind.
I'm going to school now, Mom. Don't forget your lunch.
Even though your child is older now, it's still important to support their brain development. That's why every mom should know about Children's Omegables, the supplement with essential omega-3 fish oil to support healthy brain function in your child. Science shows us that omega-3 fish oil is vital to your child's developing mind. Yet many children are missing out on this powerful ingredient. Children's Omegables brings omega-3 back to your child's diet in a delicious formula they'll love.
Class, who was the second president of the United States? Yes, Daniel?
John Adams?
Very good.
Children's Omegables, the smart choice for healthy brain development. Try it risk-free today. Just call 1-800-728-1676. That's 1-800-728-1676. Call 1-800-728-1676.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Continuing with the hot hits and talk radio, the talk radio review, the immigration reform debate, here's host Scott Steigler with the president's new immigration policy as part of the conversation. He says it's really just a failed DREAM Act with another name.
It's called Deferred Deportation, and in larger cities around the country, there were lines here in Albuquerque, but in other cities around the country, including Chicago, New York, many people, thousands of them, lined up at the help centers and lawyers' offices to, well, potentially document immigrants applying for relief from deportation. You'll remember President Obama tried to get the DREAM Act passed, and that failed in Congress, so he just issued an order without the approval of Congress for this new program called Deferred Deportation. And here's how it works. If you can apply, or you can possibly be eligible, if you were someone brought to the United States when you were under 16 years old, you have lived in the United States for at least 5 years, you are in school, graduated, or were honorably discharged from the military, you don't have a felony or any serious misdemeanor convictions, and you are still 30 years old or younger. If you qualify, you get the privilege of paying $465 to defer your deportation for at least 2 years and longer if you reapply. Now, I haven't found out yet, and I've done a little bit of research on this, and I haven't found out, and maybe someone out there will know, but I want to know what happens at the end of 2 years.
You know what happens. They're going to become legal, and then they're going to use that as a way to get all of their other illegal family members legal. So it's just the DREAM Act with a different name on it.
All right, so we're going to ask this question tonight. Do you think this is a program that is going to work, number one? I think the critics of this program first say it's unconstitutional, and Congressman Stephen King of Iowa says he is going to sue bring a lawsuit against the President of the United States for his lawless action. The audacity that he has is that he can write law from the Oval Office. King says the policy is a part of a presidential agenda to divide Americans and bundle up grievance groups to gain votes. He says this is un-American to do this. Americans need to be about unity, about pulling together, about the rule of law, and the president is undermining all of those things for his own political gains. Officials say there's been some concern about how the applicant's information is going to be used. They say it will not be shared for the purpose of removal from the U.S., but could be given to law enforcement if they are involved in criminal activity.
Here's radio host Terry Gilbert talking about how the state of Arizona is fighting the president's changes to immigration policy. They went into effect last week, as you probably know.
Dreamers getting their dream for now. Their dream came true, as you know, through the executive order, through the president, the executive fiat on the part of Mr. Obama, that many of you, you dreamers, will not be deported, at least for now. And he bandied about some 2 years or so, and you know how that is. The longer you're here, the more it's harder to get rid of people. You know, just like if you are a squatter and you find a foreclosed house and you just kind of hang out. And there's a legal term for that. I kind of forget what it is because I'm not a lawyer. But sometimes my lawyer friends remind me, or I've got family members who are lawyers, and they remind me that, you know, there's some legal term that the longer you're there, the more you assume the territory. Maybe somebody can call me and remind me of that, but that's basically it. And so the dreamers will not be deported, at least for now, and they can go about their lives and do their thing, at least for now. However, when it comes to state law, Governor Brewer, and you can call this a political move or not, but she essentially reminded her staff, anyone who works for the state, and all of the dreamers themselves, that a dreamer is still an illegal and not entitled to state bennies, such as getting a driver's license or trying to procure a driver's license, because you're not going to get it, nor are you going to get in-state tuition, which many dreamers say that they want so they can afford to go to college here and so on and so forth. Now, remember, sometimes when you hear about the DREAM Act and so forth on the news, the news media in general tends to talk to very smart, very attractive, high energy, bilingual, ambitious, young people who, yes, have been here for a large portion of their lives, not necessarily all the ones that have been here since they came over in diapers. Some have been here since they were 11, and maybe they're now, who knows, 21 now. But they tend to be very media savvy, these young people. They don't tend to photograph a whole bunch of other dreamers that are not ambitious, that are not necessarily bilingual or trilingual, are not necessarily ambitious even enough to do well in high school, much less college. It's kind of an askewed picture.
Hear our host Rob Johnson and D.A. King talking about a group of immigrants who are protesting the use of the term illegal. Good for them.
Another issue to discuss this morning is this group of immigrants now that are protesting the use of the word illegal to describe those that have come into the United States without documentation. Says this one woman, by saying illegal, they're assuming that we broke a criminal law. They're here illegally. Didn't they break a criminal law? They're certainly guilty of a misdemeanor. But help me understand, D.A.
Crossing the border illegally is a violation that is punishable by criminal code.
There you go.
Conversely, having crossed the border illegally and could have been punished by criminal code, being here illegally is a civil violation, and it's a civil process to get you out. Now, this is the federal law as most of us understand it. That's not the point. The point is, if you break the law, you have done something illegal.
Mm-hmm.
The effort here, as it is on the left, is to redefine every term, and these people want to eventually be called immigrants. And I have to say it again. The definition by the federal government of immigrant is someone who joins the American family, someone who enters the United States lawfully with the intention of permanent residence.
Yes.
That is an immigrant. It is an insult to call someone who was here illegally or came over the border illegally an immigrant. The word illegal is very clear. It means in the English language, currently, violation of the law. Alien is a word that we use to describe a non-citizen. Mm-hmm. If you are a non-citizen and is present in the U.S. illegally, you are, in fact, an illegal alien, which is part of now Georgia law. And it's used, that's a term, by the way, that's used by the IRS and the Supreme Court. When they had the hearing on the Arizona law, if I remember right, the term illegal alien was used by the justices 11 times, 7 times by Justice Sotomayor.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not new, by the way. This attempt at redefinition was going on when I first started doing this in the early 2000s.
Redefining words for the purpose of pushing a political agenda that may not be particularly popular in many cases.
All right, yet another item of interest, the recent news media frenzy about the West Nile virus. Is it a lot of hoochie-coochie-coo? We'll find out next year on The Countdown.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
More stimulating talk radio, intelligent talk radio. The West Nile virus, I'm not sure how intelligent this conversation is. Here are our hosts Marjorie Egan and Jim Browdy talking to Dr. Catherine Brown about what we may need to know regarding the West Nile virus.
How big is the problem with mosquitoes and West Nile and Tripoli virus?
You know, this year I would say we really are seeing a problem from mosquitoes and both of these viruses. And, you know, because I want you to continue to come out of your house, Marjorie.
Thank you.
I will.
So do I.
I will just mention, you know, we do need to put this a little bit in perspective. There's been a lot of coverage about the West Nile virus problem in Texas, where we're really just seeing, you know, hundreds of people affected, and we're nowhere near seeing that sort of a problem. But, you know, we have found mosquitoes really throughout the Commonwealth infected with both West Nile virus and Tripoli this year. And so I think it's kind of important to remind people that, you know, that the diseases exist, but there are also things they can do to protect themselves.
Well, that's the segue to the perfect question. What is, other than the spraying controversy, which we want to discuss with you in a minute, what are things individual humans, not unlike Marjorie, can do to protect themselves, Doctor?
All right, Marjorie, so here's what you need to do.
Thank you, Dr. Brown.
All right, so really the most important thing with regards to protecting yourself is doing whatever it takes to avoid mosquito bites, okay? And it doesn't mean you're going to be able to avoid every single one, but you want to reduce the number that you get. And there's a couple of simple things you can do. One is covering up exposed skin when possible, you know, when it's not 95 degrees and 100% humidity. But so that's one thing you can do. Another thing is to use an EPA-approved mosquito repellent. There's a ton of products on the market. A lot of them are very effective. You want to make sure you look for an EPA-approved product. And then in some of the really high-risk areas, there is a recommendation to maybe avoid outdoor activities between dusk and dawn, which is when those mosquitoes that carry the viruses are most likely to be active.
You know, a lot of them repellents have DEET in them, which I remember hearing was going to give you cancer and stuff like that. I guess we've gotten over that.
Yeah, you know, as I said, we're really recommending, we want to stick with products that have an EPA-approved
right.
Pesticide, and the DEET is actually one of those products, one of those ingredients. And it has been used for, you know, decades, and has undergone numerous safety studies.
So we're okay.
When you use it appropriately, you should be fine.
What she means, what Dr. Brown means,
don't eat it.
Don't drink it.
Exactly. Now, read the label and apply it as directed.
Dr. Brown, so the question on a lot of communities' minds and individuals' minds is to spray or not to spray. What are the two sides of that, and where do you come down, Dr. Brown?
Well, I mean, it's a more complicated question than that because, of course, there's also different types of spraying,
yeah.
and we need to clarify what we're actually talking about. So many communities belong to one of the local mosquito control projects, and they perform ground-based sort of truck-mounted spraying on a regular basis, and they do this both in response to nuisance requests, but also in response to, you know, findings of virus in mosquitoes. And then sort of the other side is the aerial spraying, which is a more complicated tool to use logistically and is really only employed when you have kind of severe conditions and we're really worried that we are getting into, you know, an epidemic situation.
Host Michael Garfield talking about this outbreak and why more aren't talking about it since it's the worst outbreak in U.S. history.
CNN breaking news. West Nile virus outbreak is largest ever in U.S., according to the new numbers from the CDC. Now, I know Texas is kind of in the fray with this West Nile thing. Dallas, up in the Dallas area where my folks, my grandmother, a lot of my boys live, they're kind of worried. They're staying inside. Don't hear much about it here in the H-Town area. Starting to hear a little bit more and more. So I get the West Nile virus outbreak, largest ever. CDC now says the U.S. deaths from West Nile virus jumped to 41. Should we be concerned about this? You know, we generally only concern ourselves with hurricanes, potential flash floods here in Houston, maybe a tornado warning or two. Remember the bird? What was it? Was it the bird thing happened?
Bird flu?
Then there was, yeah, remember the bird flu?
Yeah, I remember that.
What's the swine? What's the thing? Mad cow disease? Remember the mad cow disease?
Oh, yeah.
West Nile. Now, I'm not a geography expert. Isn't the Nile in Egypt or somewhere? Can you Wikipedia that for me?
I'm on it right now.
It's far away. Is there a Nile Lake in Pearland or something? What in the world is the West Nile virus doing here in the great state of Taos? 41 people now died in the U.S.
All right, we finish off this hour with a reminder. In the countdown section at DougStephan.com, you'll find more information about many of the subjects that we've talked about this hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out SonsOfLibertyTeam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at SonsOfLibertyTeam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.